And now, Ben and Ralph's only gay experience. Dharmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Dharmalars podcast begins now.
Folks,
hey guys,
how's it going?
I love that we have that sweet intro, and then I never remember how it goes. And you always put like a minute of music between the intro and us.
I put about 30 seconds,
and then we come in and we're like, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
And this—it's funny because this week's music's gonna kick ass.
Oh man, I can't wait to see it go from kick ass to.
You really fucked up the opening there with that kick ass music we just heard.
Yeah, way to fuck it up, and then bang your knee on the desk.
Way to go, jerk.
Why does my knee hurt so much?
What?
Because, Tom, you're an incredible pussy.
Jesus Christ. That's a reference from like 13 years ago.
It's a good reference, though.
Anyway.
Just like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
What's up, Ben Johnson?
What's up, bro? Oh, hey, we're the Dharmalars. I'm Ben Johnson.
I'm Ralph Oppel.
And with us, as always, is producer Ryan, sitting on the bed, grinning and giving us hand signals.
And jobs.
Mostly jobs. Sitting in the back of each other's cars, giving each other hand jabs.
Now we're working our way through the 90s. We're almost hitting 2000.
Hey, if I get to 2006, then we can do the fucking podcast. How about that?
I hope so.
So what's going on, Ralph? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
Did you have a good time at my party?
I had a great time at your party.
It was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, it was so kick-ass. Someone got taken to the hospital with getting 6 stitches in their cheek.
Yeah, it was so kick-ass that a friend of ours has stitches now. Yeah, she was bleeding pretty bad because, my theory is, you know, she'd been drinking. So, you know, your blood thins out a little bit. That and she was cut in the face and needed 6 stitches.
Yes.
So it's you know, a little bit of both.
Beth, we hope you're doing well.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that. My house killed you, Beth. But she can come back every Halloween.
So
a grateful ghost.
So now we can discuss our Halloween costumes.
Yes, now we can let the cat out of the bag. You were Deja Vu.
I was Deja Vu from Top Secret. And if you guys haven't seen Top Secret, it's probably the most random comedy from the 80s ever.
Yeah, it's Zucker, Abrams, and Zucker.
Yes.
And it's full of, well, sometimes they don't work together, like on Ghost, right?
Yes.
So there you
go. That was just Abrams, but that's not, whatever.
This guy's laughing at me over here, just because I want to make sure that there's all Zuckers involved.
Ryan looks like he's having a stroke.
I told you he was giving us hand jobs. He better have a stroke or two.
Deja Vu. Deja Vu is my favorite character from that movie.
That's a pretty funny thing because that character has not much screen time, right? He doesn't.
Oh yeah,
until,
he
like,
does.
Halfway
he
through.
Has plenty of screen time.
Okay.
What he makes up for lack of screen time, he makes up for screen presence.
Ah, very good. Very
it's
good.
Awesome.
Your costume was incredibly accurate, and I was able to guess it, which blew my mind. I don't know. Nine times out of 10, I wouldn't get that costume.
Yeah. What about your costume? Yours was pretty. Easily recognizable.
Yeah, I went for the ease. I wanted people to be able to look at me and know what I was.
And I think it was your best, your most well-done costume to date.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I went as Mr. T, who, as I said on the video podcast, we all know and love. I went full bore. I shaved my head into the traditional Mandinka tribe mohawk. I wore as many gold chains as
I
could.
Yeah, what do those gold chains represent, Mr. T?
The gold chains were a representation of slavery for Mr. T. I had
that
duct tape on my
that
boots.
That is the truth, by the way. That's
yeah, everything
Mr.
I'm
T
saying, everything
says.
I'm saying comes from Mr. T. The duct tape on my boots that he had taped up his dad's old boots, and he wore them like as a mark of respect for his dad. And his athletic socks didn't match because he saw that some kids were getting made fun of for not having matching socks. So he decided he would take that on himself, and if people wanted to, they could make fun of him. So, and then the athletic shorts, I guess he wore because he was pretty athletic, and the camo. He wore because he didn't want people to see him, I guess. Not everything has a story. Yeah. So, yeah, I was Mr. T, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Yeah. We didn't get as many sluts as I would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of told people to back off because...
There's a lot of drinking going on, so maybe you just didn't notice the sluts.
If there were, if I had drank enough, there would be twice as many sluts if I was seeing double.
I don't think you're seeing double. I think your eyes were closed.
I was seeing the not
last,
enough.
Last time I saw you, you were nodding off while sitting down.
Yeah. 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 But it was still a good time.
That's when all the sluts showed up.
They waited. Is he asleep yet? Come along, my slut sisters.
Huh. All right.
So,
good Halloween.
Good Halloween. Hey, I have a news item.
You have a news item?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear the news item.
This news item isn't Lost related, but I did hear that Snoop Dogg is being brought up on illegal weapon charges. He was caught at John Wayne Airport with an illegal weapon in his laptop case, and it is a collapsible baton.
Nice.
Yeah, and I know I mentioned last week that I want one of those, but Snoop, man, you didn't have to try to bring it to me. I'm sorry I got you in trouble.
No, I'm wondering, do you think maybe that it's something that you can...
Like maybe it's legal to own but not take on an airplane?
Yeah.
That's entirely possible.
And I'm wondering if it's something that, I don't know.
They're talking about like bringing him up on charges and like how he might have to do jail time for it.
They're just trying to get press for their judge or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. The judge has a new album. And he wants to work for Death Row.
It drops on the 15th.
All
right.
Yeah, so that's all I have that's not Lost related.
You want to talk about stuff that's Lost related?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's get into the cost of living.
Ooh.
You get so excited, like when things are said. Like I don't know why
I don't think we're going to talk about Lost today.
Yeah.
it's a surprise to me.
All right, let's get into 3x05.
All right, the cost of living.
I don't even know what that title meant.
Again?
Again
with the titles?
I don't know.
I guess the cost of living would be not fucking pissing off the smoke monster.
I guess not.
If you could pay that up, Echo, then you can keep on living. Whoops.
Oops.
Too late. Hey, I just want to mention that on my DVR, the info says a delirious Echo, blah, 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 does stuff. the first time I read it, I thought it said delicious.
That's funny.
A delicious Echo tries to look for his brother.
That's funny.
Yeah, that wasn't the case.
It would have been. I don't know.
So what did you think?
I really enjoyed the episode. I thought it was great. I didn't think it was the greatest episode ever, but it was definitely better than Further Instructions, which is a plus. I just enjoy that it seems like they really spend a lot of time going back and forth through the different people.
Yeah.
And just seeing what everybody's up to as much as they can. Including the Hurley and Charlie cooking show that was going on.
Yeah, they were set up in front of everyone on the beach there.
Like, I'm wondering what's going on. Are all the other survivors just complete morons? Like, that's why we only see these people doing things?
No, everyone else is actually smarter than a moron. All they do is sit on the beach and eat fruit and just chill.
But I mean, come on, they could at least just do more than wandering around with a stick. there was one episode, I'm going to have to watch them all again and find this guy. Do you remember the guy who was like stabbing the sand with a giant stick?
Yeah.
Like that was his background action.
Yeah.
Take that sand.
The sand's not going to stab itself.
It's not.
So someone's going to be on it. Thank you.
It might as well be Charlie, according to Mike, who hates that dude.
Really?
Mike hates Charlie.
I like Charlie, but I've heard people say that. Yeah. People are having problems with him lately.
Whatever. Charlie's fine.
I like Charlie.
Whatever.
And his chocolate factory.
You're a big fan of his chocolate factory.
If you know what I mean.
Grab your lollipop and jump in there. so anyway.
Jack was doing the standard, if you're in prison, you have to work out technique.
Yeah, what the heck was hanging from his
chin-a-bar? That was like shark harnesses. That was like what they would harness the shark in with while they tattoo it.
I couldn't see it. I even watched the episode with my glasses on last night. I couldn't see what those were.
That sounds like not ABC's fault, frankly.
Well, no.
You have to meet them halfway.
I guess.
You have to step up and put on your glasses.
Yeah, but I did put on my glasses. That's what I'm saying, and I still didn't see it.
Oh. I thought you said he didn't. My bad.
No, I didn't see it. I just don't know. What the hell is a shark harness for?
Yeah, like they were strapping sharks in and telling them how to do whatever they need to tell them what to do. I mean, talking to the sharks through the intercom, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It looked like a shark harness to me. I mean.
I have no idea what a shark harness is, so I'm going to take your word on that.
You know that thing that Jack was working out on?
Seeing eye sharks?
Yeah, that's right. They need a harness.
I don't know. For Blind Buddy and Sandy. I guess that flipper wasn't a shark.
But you can still get a harness for a flipper.
A weird mood tonight. I feel
I know.
Weird. I feel strange.
You're kind
of
strange.
And then Ryan's like laughing like he seems out of it too.
Yeah, you guys are all stoned.
Apparently.
You druggies.
Druggies.
Did you see that Yummy had a Zippo?
Yeah. How did this is actually goes with my first note. Who started that fire?
The smoke monster.
I think Echo was the smoke monster.
What?
Where did Echo go?
Oh, he just ran away.
Echo would only open his eyes and talk to people one at a time.
So you don't think he had the speed to run away while no one was looking?
No, what I'm saying is the smoke monster appears to people.
Oh, so it wasn't even Echo this whole time. It was just like a manifestation of the smoke monster?
Yeah.
Like Yemi or Jack's dad?
Or when he was holding, when he was speaking to Locke, telling Locke what he wanted to hear, when he was telling Charlie, because he didn't talk to Charlie when Saeed was around, but as soon as Saeed left.
Yeah, he was pretty mono-focused.
And then he disappeared without leaving a trail. And I'm pretty sure Hurley and Charlie could figure out what a trail would look like by now.
Yeah, they have been in the jungle a lot. Yeah,
snail
they
trail.
Could figure out.
So
I don't know. That fire was started by something.
It was.
They didn't look like they had a fire going in the hut for him.
No.
They're like, here you go, Echo.
And
this fire ought to warm you up.
I don't think Echo had a Zippo in his pocket.
Maybe he's got pyrokinesis. Maybe that was special power he got.
We'll never find out because that dude is dead.
Yeah, he is gone. Oh, yeah. You know what? By the way, Echo dies on this episode, guys.
Yeah, and we totally called it.
Yeah, before the season.
Last week.
I called it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but we also clarified
but we
that
also
last week.
We also definitely called it last week, yeah. No.
No, we did.
Yeah.
Go back and download that episode.
Yeah, listen to it and see who called it.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, he's gone. So I'll miss him. I liked him. I liked Echo.
Yeah.
And the tail section's now down to just
one.
Bernard.
Which is funny. And if it wasn't for Bernard and Rose, we wouldn't have any more Tailies or African Americans on the island.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good point. I haven't seen any of the others camp.
So they're representing now.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Miss Clue?
Oh, that's right. I haven't seen her in the camp at all.
Yeah, she seemed to
be somewhere.
Who knows? Probably just some actress that they're like, oh, maybe we should get her back.
Try to cast her or get her a contract or something. Speaking of some actress, the newbie chick had to watch the orientation video.
Yeah, Nikki and Paulo.
More like the booby chick.
You weren't on the block spot.
You know, one of them's smaller than the other, you say, right? I did not notice that.
I
only ever look at one boob at a time, so that's probably why I didn't notice.
I'm not even getting into this conversation at all.
Oh.
You guys, but seriously, you weren't on the block spot today.
No. I never go on until after we do.
You got to. Who cares, dude? Go on it. Because none of the stuff I say is from my notes. So it doesn't matter. You got to go on it. Because me and Jimmy are totally fired up.
Yeah.
On Nikki and Paulo. We're the only two that are part of the Nikki and Paulo fan club.
You're on board?
I really enjoy them. I think it's hilarious.
In any particular or just because it's like out of the blue in the third
why
season
not?
They decide.
Yeah, why not? That's what I say. Why not?
You know what's funny is because that was my first reaction. I was like, yeah, why not? Bring in some new people. You have to have new people. And with each episode, I start to hate them more and more. And now I'm at the point where it's like, I really can't stand the whole Nikki and Paulo idea.
That's ridiculous. Cause,
it is.
Because you know what? If they wanted to only deal with 17 survivors this whole time,
then they could have had 17 survivors.
Yeah, so they have that open for us to be able to explore different characters.
Like I said, I was with it at the beginning,
but they're so great because it's like every time they like have dialogue, it's to let us know that they've been here the whole time.
To let us know that they're there.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's cracking me up. I think it's awesome.
Like with Locke trying to be better than Jack, and they were like, oh, remember how you said you always wanted to be part of something?
Yeah.
Like in the first season when we were in the background?
Now's your chance.
Now's your chance.
It's awesome. I love it.
That's pretty funny. Well,
this is where
if you and Jimmy like it, then you know,
this is where his brother's body is buried.
The toilet still works.
That line was awesome.
Does that guy's accent come in and out or what?
I don't know.
I think it kind of does.
Well, this is real accent, so he's just speaking.
A lot of people do that, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't. I speak differently sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have written down on my notes white tunics, but I read it as white lunatics.
That's a good description of the others.
What is up with the tunics, man?
They, you know, they were going to an official function, you know, official cult function.
they have to be doing all of this stuff just to fuck with Jack.
But then at the end, you know, Ben is like, hey, you know, I wanted to fuck with you, but we don't have time.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is, it's part of the mindfuck, which seriously, guys, I need any clarification on their motives just in any way, shape, or form. I need to know that either Ben is fucking with them or Juliet's fucking with them or all of this is part of their mindfuck.
Yeah.
Give me anything.
Just, you know, it's. I was telling Ralph earlier, it's like everything we see about the others is from like Jack's perspective or Sawyer's perspective or Kate's. I feel like I'm locked in a cage with Jack and it's not as sexy as I wanted it to be. You know, not nearly.
Man.
Just like, but that's got to be, you know, that's what they're going to dangle in front of us. That's going to be the carrot for the season is,
yeah.
Are they fucking with him? Are they fucking with him?
I don't know, but what do you, if I were locked in the cage, what do you think? A cheeseburger?
That would be gone.
I would eat that cheeseburger.
You'd say,
so
where's my
I
lemonade?
I love cheeseburgers. But, I mean, seriously, like, she kills a cow, renders animal fat to make french fries? Like,
I think she's being sarcastic.
I think so, too. I think they have cheeseburgers on the island.
But I do think she looks like Julie Bowen. I think...
I don't think she does at all.
I think Ben made a good point.
I mean, I have
I don't know about striking resemblance.
I have, like, 11 years of watching Happy Gilmore to know who Julie Bowen is. So it's I don't think they look similar, no.
She doesn't look like Mrs. Claus to you?
She does look like Mrs. Claus.
Well, no, that's Elizabeth Mitchell as Mrs. Claus, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying Julie Bowen doesn't look like Elizabeth Mitchell.
Okay, got it.
You know, I was going to bring up this last week when I was talking about Stella. One of the people that had done a short with Stella when they were doing their shorts in the club was Julie Bowen.
Oh, okay,
she's
cool.
Like in the little documentary.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that out. I'm a big fan of Stella. Actually, that's some music that's playing at the beginning that you didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. Dude, nice.
I'm a big,
nice!
Big fan of Stella.
I'm
so
really glad I brought
that
sweet Stella energy down low.
Yeah. Last night we got to see the Island B speaker system in working order.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. So does that mean like if we don't know if Sawyer went back to his cage or not, or if he's just wandering there? I'm assuming he went back
to
the cage. Do you think he's listening to that music over the cliff system?
Well, they've got sound where they are. That's what says, you know, subject escaped and they were playing that loud noise when Jack was walking through. So maybe Kate and Sawyer got a little treat.
Ah, who knows?
Fun little song. It's all zones like Disneyland, Ryan says. Yeah, that makes sense.
Zones. Fuck
you don't
want to
play the same thing everywhere.
Fuck Disneyland.
Did you like Juliet's In Excess video?
See, you know what? That's what everyone's saying. I said Bob Dylan because I figured that one came first. It's the same concept, but I just went with Bob Dylan. I posted that on the blog today, the Bob Dylan video.
See, now that's the thing is if I had been reading up on this all day, then I wouldn't have been able to say that. But now I could say it and be like, oh, I didn't know you guys were talking about that. Kind of play it off.
Yeah, but or you could just be in on the conversation.
Those are my options.
But no, what I'm saying, I thought.
Like,
and you know what? Funny that you mentioned that scene is because I noticed that it starts off with a wide shot of her and then goes into a close up of the cards.
Oh.
And that's just not like the camera point of view from Jack is close up on the TV.
It's like the videotape.
Within the videotape recording, it closes up, it gets a close up. So I'm wondering if someone else is in on this.
Clearly.
Juliet. Yeah, I thought tripod as well, but if you look at the shot, it's definitely cropped from the beginning shots to the shots where you see what she's written down.
That's really interesting.
So who knows? Someone else might be in on this.
Yeah, clearly. Maybe Ben.
Deal. Maybe Ben.
Because they're fucking with us.
Fuck these people.
Straight up.
I'm not even going to worry about them. I'm just going to let it play out. I'm not going to get too worked up about the show.
Jack told Juliet that he's not big on mysteries. And I was like, you fucking landed on the wrong island, me old son.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
Yeah.
He must have been having a rough, you know, 72 days, not being big on mysteries.
Yeah, but if I landed on Fish Island, then I'm sure I would have to eventually come around to
eventually you'd start eating
dealing
fish.
With fish.
Do you think Amy has to read To Kill a Mockingbird now just because they talked about
it? No, she just has to
version.
Watch it.
Just has to watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for her.
Or she should watch that In Excess video. Dude, picture in picture.
Yeah, that's
In Excess
right.
video
on a loop
with
I think To Kill a Mockingbird's just a little bit longer.
A little bit. Speaking of fish, I wrote down a note in quotation marks. I wrote down "go fish" with a question mark. What did the little manifestation of that altar boy say to Echo before the station break?
Confess.
Oh, I thought he said "go fish."
Yeah, but he said it like a little boy and with an accent. So
okay.
Confess, Echo.
So he said confess.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. That makes more sense than "go fish."
Yeah.
You know how when you hear something and you get that stuck in your mind,
and then you can't hear
something else.
Yeah.
It's like feeling like a ham and mustard shake. You know that? Have you seen that YTMND?
It's like...
It says the lyrics. It says the lyrics.
But you...
It plays the lyrics as normal, but if you have feeling like a ham and mustard shake in your head...
That's all you can hear. Yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah. It's like in the lime and the Coke U-Nut commercial where you just kind of hear lime and a coconut because that's what you've been used to your entire damn life.
I'm not familiar with that commercial.
It was, I guess, like a year or more ago now when Coke with Lime came out.
Oh, okay.
You put the lime in the Coke, comma, U-Nut.
I need to drink more of that. Do you still have
that? I need to drink more Coke. That commercial makes a good point.
Do they still make that?
Yeah. I'm
okay, good.
Sure.
I don't know why I don't drink it more because I love lime.
If I
landed on Lime Island, now we're talking.
That's much better.
I'm
big on limes.
Don't mistake coincidence with fate.
Yeah, threw that back.
Get it from the second season, but
remember
it's reversed now.
When he said it to him, but now he's saying it.
But
that was kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah,
I like it because it's like
you like callbacks.
Locke learned his lesson.
Right, you like callbacks.
Yeah, I do like callbacks. Anyway, it's a showbiz thing.
I'm just running through my notes here.
Go for them.
CGI looked way better. I thought the smoke monster looked great this episode.
Smoke monster looks badass.
And that's with my glasses. I wasn't watching it on high def, so how did it look? It looked good?
It looked awesome. It was cool because, like, it would, you know, it showed up two or three times before it fucking wailed on Echo. And each time it was just like this little tiny thing. And I was like, oh, I better rewind it and see it. I might not get a chance to see it. I better check it out now. And then at the end, it was like, oh, here's a giant wall of smoke picking up Echo and trying to introduce him to some trees.
You know what? You got to save that shit for commercials, by the way.
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just me and Matt and Beth.
Okay.
We were kind of diminished last night.
Yeah, because I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. We waited until the commercial, and then I'd run it back and then fast forward it again.
Awesome.
But
Mike brought up a funny point on the blog spot considering the smoke hand monster.
What's that?
It reminded him of one of the bosses on Contra. Which fucking cracked me up.
That's awesome.
I just laughed my ass off.
Dude, so if Echo had done the Konami code, then he could have had a better chance.
He has 29 more lives.
Come on, Echo.
Up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start, if you want to join a friend.
If you do.
Let's see. Here's something I wrote down in my notes that I thought was a really funny line. Probably my favorite line of the show was...
Is it when Hurley says, dude?
No.
Damn.
It says... It's Jack, when Jack says, I'm fine with her being here, Ben. And he says, I'm thrilled that you're fine, Jack.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. I like that.
Did you catch who wrote this episode?
No.
Oh, awesome. Well, whoever wrote this episode, kudos to you. But if it was Carlton, lick my balls and suck them.
You got to lay it all right on the line.
What?
Right?
He might like that.
Lay your balls right on the line.
So apparently, Ben...
I like that Jack is calling him Ben. I think that's cool.
I think everyone needs to call him Ben more, so I don't call him Henry Gale.
Yeah, I'm trying to let it go.
Yeah, I thought it was strange, or not strange, but I thought it was interesting that a Ben in the gang knows what Sarah looks like.
Yeah, that must be in Jack's file somewhere.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean,
I could do a Google search for Jack Shepherd. Medical doctor wife, I guess, and find a picture, I suppose. But whatever.
Yeah, I mean, make sure to filter your search results because I'm sure the first 20 are porn.
Yeah.
The first 25. Damn.
I'm glad that Locke is finally realizing that he's stupid.
Yeah, he says, well, suddenly I feel very stupid. Yep, good for you, man.
Good job.
You caught up with us.
Like, it didn't even seem like it was that big of a deal. Like,
no,
like,
he's
thought,
over it now.
Didn't they know that those were monitoring station
yeah,
for the
other...
Yeah,
but I guess he assumed that they were monitoring just the Swan.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird, but, yeah.
I guess stupid. There's a lot of talk on the blog today about the eye patch guy looking like Ron Perlman.
He totally looks like Ron Perlman.
Really? I didn't think so.
Are you kidding?
I didn't think so.
Well, he whoever
he
is.
I thought he looked more like Ron Popeil.
Ron? Did he invent an eye patch?
Yes, he did. I thought
spray
I saw
on eye patch.
There was a salad shooter back there. I don't even know if he invented salad shooter. No, he didn't. Pocket fisherman, he did.
Do you believe he's the owner of the glass eye?
I think he wants to boil some leather.
What?
I don't know. That's one of the lines from the song.
Oh.
I believe he is the owner of the glass eye.
Or the previous owner, I guess. It's kind of secondhand now.
Yes.
We also called that. We also called the eye patch with our eye patch gag.
Yeah. We didn't mention that. With our Darmalar's orientation film.
Yeah.
/ video. we had you with an eye patch. Well, I mean.
We knew there's
going to be someone without an eye on the island.
But you don't think it was Ron? I didn't look at any casting notes, and I didn't look at IMDb.
It's not Ron Perlman.
That's too bad.
I watched it. Ron Perlman's fucking crazy looking.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they decide that Ron Perlman needs makeup in every role he performs.
Seriously.
But no, it's not him. There's no way.
You know, just to remind you, he is not the one with whom to fuck.
He isn't.
Which is one of my favorite lines from that Alien
Blade
movie.
Blade 2.
What's that?
Was that Blade 2?
No, it's Alien 3? 4?
Oh, Alien 4.
Alien 4? Resurrection?
You said movie. I thought you meant a real movie.
When you said movie, I thought you meant Blade 2.
Man, my notes are running thin, man. And we haven't really got into any really good Lost conversations. Well, we've talked, but we're not.
Did you see the part where Echo went fucking ape house on those dudes? And sent them to hell with his machete?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was badass.
And you know what? It was funny because when those guys attacked him in the jungle on the island, I'm like, that guy doesn't have an arm.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
I thought they were zombies. I was like, oh man, Echo's attracting zombies. But yeah, then when you see them attack him, it's like, oh shit. I mean, in a way, what he did was self-defense.
Yeah.
As much as it can be self-defense to be a total hard ass dressed as a priest. You know, he was kind of camouflaged at best. But then the dude totally was unarmed and on the ground and saying, hey, please don't kill me. And Echo's like, no, that's cool. I think I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
And he came out of the church dripping with gore and holding a machete and a gun and is in his priest outfit. I was like, that's the action figure.
Why?
I want that action figure.
It's like the ultimate, you know what? I'm not a priest. I've been acting like a priest for one day and I haven't believed in me.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm coming out with a knife.
I'm coming out
covered in blood.
I'm coming out of the church right now.
Wow. Let me just blow my cover immediately.
He's not very good at hiding things or pretending. Like when that lady was talking to him, she was like, so you're taking over for Yemi, right? And he's like, yeah, that's it. Yep, totally. She's like, so is he going to London?
What? Yeah.
What's a London? Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I'm going there. Trying to play it off.
I don't know. He's
not a con man.
He really needed. Yeah, he's definitely not a con man.
More of a strong man.
Yes, and a murderous one. Dude,
that guy
killed.
That was sweet. And I saw it coming. We all saw it coming. I was like, I can't wait until Echo goes ape house on these guys. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Last night while watching his death scene, and him whispering into Locke's ear, I'm like, you pieces of shit, you motherfuckers, better goddamn tell us what the hell he said at this moment.
Right now.
Or I swear to God, I'm going to fucking go find someone and choke him.
Just find anyone.
It could be like a bum on the street.
Yeah.
It could be
you know,
whoever's the closest person.
Excuse me, sir. You're about to be the vessel for my wrath. Yeah. You have ABC's Lost to thanks. Yeah. Just choke the death.
Because I've seen Lost in translation.
Yes.
And I thought they were going to pull that shit.
Or you just never really know.
And it doesn't matter. But in this case, I was like, this fucking matters.
Yeah.
I know whatever you said fucking matters. And they did, so.
I'm sorry to see him go. You know, it was a good episode with him. I mean, it showed kind of a transition between, you know, his first episode and his second episode. Obviously, that's where it took place. But it was also,
his third episode.
Yeah.
Wait.
What? This was his third episode.
This was.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess his story's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Smoke Monster's done with him.
And his whole him being a priest, took place in a week.
Yeah.
Like him going to London.
Before
he got
to
I guess he could have been in London for a while, but.
No, but it seemed like in London he was itching to get out already. Like he had that guy making him papers to get out of
London. The Tombstone Pizza guy?
Was that who that was?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
when that guy dies, you know he's going to have pepperoni and cheese on his tombstone.
People are going to have to make pilgrimages and drop it off every week. Here you go. Here you go.
I would, if I were that guy on my tombstone, I would put, I swear to God, if you guys fucking put pepperoni and cheese on this, honor me for the work I did on Lost.
Just dot, dot, dot.
Or the work I did on the Austin Powers movie.
You're, that's a lot of writing on a tombstone right now.
Yeah. He was in one of the Austin Powers movies. He was a British dude. I don't know.
That makes
sense. Fucking, you got IMDb. Look it up.
Yeah.
He's there. He was in it. Tombstone Pizza.
Don't close the podcast and look it up. Look it up later.
Actually, yeah, close it out.
Good night.
So anything else on today's episode? It was a good episode. I really enjoyed it.
It was a good episode. It wasn't very thought-provoking because it was like, this is what happened to Echo.
Yeah, we need
to
tell.
What happened to Echo.
It was like one of those 1980s sitcoms that had the spin-off within the original episode. It's like when Mike Seaver appeared at the Lubbock household, but it was all about the Lubbocks.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear
you. It's one of those weird. Yeah, I don't know if Principal DeWitt was in that episode, but
I don't think Principal DeWitt was ever on Just the Ten of Us.
But he might have been on the.
He might have been on the setup.
Yeah,
episode.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he should. He might have been, because he is Coach Lubbock.
So
and he is Principal DeWitt
or Wendy.
Cindy. I think we had this discussion last week, Cindy.
Yeah.
I had a huge thing for Jamie Lunar when I was younger.
Really?
Yes.
Was it your penis?
No. It was my heart.
I have a huge thing for you. Let
Not
me go get it.
All of us think with their wing. Wing?
Their
wieners?
Wings.
Wieners? I was trying to, I don't know. That was Wendy.
That was Wendy. One of your brother's neighbors was Wendy. Wow.
Ryan said that one of his brothers.
Maybe we should switch to Wendy.
Wendy. No, fuck that, dude. I'm all about Cindy.
Yeah, I'll stick with Cindy. And I... You know, for the record.
No, you take Wendy.
All right, fine.
I'm not sharing Cindy.
Not the young, nerdy one. You like the nun one.
Candace? Clamp? I don't remember. Fuck just the 10 of us.
Heather Langenkamp, right? Yeah, I like the Heather Langenkamp, too. But she wasn't on my original.
You're only saying that because we saw.
Because we saw Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah well.
Are we going to talk about Lost at all? Are we done with Lost?
We talked about Lost. Okay, so
you want to talk about coming off? I mean, I don't know. My notes are dry.
I like the sound of the smoke monster. That's fun.
Yeah, my friend Sean said it sounded mechanical.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a roller coaster.
It does.
Or a train or something.
A roller coaster.
And that's the same sound that was being made when Locke was being dragged underground at the end of season one.
Yes.
Obviously, because the smoke monster.
It's funny that Locke, I guess he really didn't have much time. He had plenty of time to talk to Echo about black smoke, because he saw the black smoke, even to the point where he mentioned to Kate, did you see the black smoke? Then I guess we're both crazy.
Yeah.
So Locke didn't, look into that.
He didn't, but Locke says
I guess he's stupid.
Locke saw a bright light.
He did see a bright light.
According to what he said.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is it?
I've always thought that there was two monsters. I thought there was a black smoke monster and a white smoke monster.
Ooh.
Because it would make sense.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
Pepperoni and what's the evil of pepperoni?
The tombstone pizza guy.
The tombstone pizza guy. Ketchup and mustard, right? We said that ketchup was the evil of mustard.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Fred and Ethel.
Fred and Ethel. Do you think at the
Donkey
very
Kong,
end there when...
Donkey Kong and Jumpman.
I had Jumpman Jr. for my ColecoVision.
Oh, yeah?
That game was the shit, dude. I could jump like crazy.
That's cool.
Do you think at the end there, when Little Echo and Little Yemi were walking off into the sunset carrying a soccer ball, do you think that was a flashback or heaven?
It was a
flashback. Whoa! Whoa! Did I blow your mind?
No, it was just a nice wrapping up of Echo's story.
Do you think it was purgatory? Whoa!
I think it's a flashback.
I can't blow your mind with this shit.
No. My mind's not easily blown. I am.
A
couple seconds.
It's better to be that way than...
We did get an awesome theory on our MySpace page today.
What's that?
I mentioned it to you a little bit earlier. It came from a friend on our MySpace page, Miss Torellis, and she mentioned that that there might be bodies... of the dead resurrecting on the island.
Yeah.
Because Yemi's body did disappear from the plane.
In a very Jesus-like fashion.
Yes, and there was the biblical imagery of moving the big stone.
The big rock out of the way.
Out of the way. as if they were removing the thing from the tomb.
Yeah.
The rock, I guess, from the tomb. And so she was. She also mentioned that that was...
In this case, a rock represents a rock.
Yes. And the tomb equals plane.
Yeah.
And it... she also mentioned that Christian Shepherd's body has also disappeared.
Well, we... Yeah. I mean, possibly.
So I'm now that I'm thinking about it, Echo is making peace with his brother.
Right.
He made peace with his brother. The body disappeared. And then the smoke monster came, pretended he was his brother, and then fucked him up.
So, like, Echo made his peace with Yemi in question mark. Or, I mean, yeah, question mark, right?
In whatever.
In one of his previous episodes. Yeah. And now... Yeah. It was never his brother. It was always the smoke monster pretending to be his brother.
Yeah. And then Jack made peace with his dad, right? And then the body wasn't found.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know.
You know what?
Because his body was there the whole time. Animals didn't take Yemi's body until Echo, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't have gotten past the rock.
However many years.
I was, you know, oh, that's, well, they were up in the cliff.
Yeah, but.
But still, yeah. They're. You got a good point.
Well, animals,
when
do.
Ryan came in and I was watching it a second time, he was like, you know, maybe it's, you know, people not being grateful. Maybe, you know, Echo was like, I didn't ask for this life, and he was being ungrateful. So the smoke monster was like, yeah, you know what? I'll kill you. if you don't want life, then I'll take it. But I think, like, we're going to spend a lot of time thinking, oh, what is the smoke monster's, you know, motivation? What is it? Is it like testing them or is it judging them? It's possible that it's just a fucking monster and it just kills.
Yeah. Who knows?
Like, you know, the ring. You've seen The Ring.
Yeah, I've seen The Ring.
And you're like, oh, at the end of the movie, the point is if you make a copy, you're safe. It's like she's not really constrained by rules like that. She'll just fucking kill people, whoever she wants, because she's just a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like like a vampire where you can stop it with garlic.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's more amorphous than that, more smoky.
They should be able to catch it with Henry's balloon.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That's how they could get away.
That'd be awesome.
Why don't they fire that balloon up? Is that balloon broken?
Well, it crashed for some reason, right?
Yeah, but
I bet they could sew it.
Patch it up.
They could sew. If they could sew up Jack's back, they could sew up the balloon.
Take everybody's tarp.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't they
take the tarps?
Build a raft out of coconuts.
They obviously have gasoline, or did Syed use it all for his fire?
I don't know, but. They could, if they fill it up with the smoke monster and escape, with the smoke monster trying to reach through the balloon to get them.
Dude, Locke LaLanne. I want to see him going to Island B
right
on a fucking hot air balloon with guns. Holy shit, dude. With a big old smiley face on it.
Sitting on that basket just shooting into the crowd. Don't run! Don't run!
That's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Is that coming up on Lost?
Yeah. Oh, and that's actually next week.
We should talk about it. Let's go to it.
Okay.
So, 3X06, this is the last of the first pod. It's called...
I Do.
I Do. It's a Kate episode from what I'm to understand.
Dope.
And your buddy Nathan Fillion is in it, I hear.
Ooh.
I only watched the promo once, so...
Yeah, I watched it twice, actually, this time.
Yeah, so how about you run us through it?
Okay, it seems like Syed is in it, and he says something. I don't remember it very well.
You saw it twice. Come on.
Doesn't mean I memorized it.
Yeah, but you should know. I definitely remember the giant words that flashed on screen. You must see this show. It is gonna be awesome.
Seriously, buy Lost merchandise on abc.com.
But what else happened?
Slash
Kate was store. Doing Sawyer in the butt.
Yeah, Kate,
or what was going
Kate
on?
Kate and Sawyer looked like they were getting it on in the rain. Ryan just gave me a hand gesture that means that I'm not
Jack
supposed to blow
something
anymore.
And like 15 people died in it. And
yeah, Jack was like, Jack says, oh, I'm just going to do this surgery and just believe that you're going to let me go. So apparently he's negotiating with the others. Alex is being carried away.
Yeah.
And though it looks like they think Pickett is going to kill Sawyer.
Which he won't,
but he might want to, apparently.
I'm kind of hoping that the stories that they're setting up in this first pod are like kind of rounded up, finished off, completed.
Finished.
Come full circle, tied up. That's the word I'm looking for.
Tied
Thank
up.
You, Ryan. tied up. Like the whole, I don't know.
You want this whole pod to be resolved next week?
I want it to be a mini series.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like if there was like an arc for this season, with maybe a little something to go off to, you know, make me interested for the next season. But
yeah,
looks like Alex is in trouble with the others. It looked like it might be Tom carrying her away, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I can see.
And you know, if Pickett's so pissed off about Connie, I never remember her name. She died too quickly.
Colleen.
If Pickett's so pissed off about Colleen being killed, he should be killing Jin, not Sawyer.
Yeah.
What does Sawyer do? He was in a cage at the time. He had like the best
alibi. Yeah, but once again, they are others.
They are others. We can't understand their motivation.
No. The survivors are others.
Oh.
According to the Dharma folk or whoever these guys are, they are others.
They're outsiders.
So it's no different than Saeed taking his aggression out on Henry Gale.
Yeah. False Gale.
Well, Henry Gale.
At the time.
He had nothing to do with Shannon's death, but...
But he was there.
Yeah.
He was the one that they had.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you said Kate? Another Kate episode already?
We haven't had one this season, dude.
Didn't we?
No, we haven't.
I'll be damned. Oh, my bad.
So it's actually really late in the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, then go for it, Kate. Take your episode, girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's like...
What are you, on The View right now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You go, Kate.
Fucking
I'm talking downtown. Woo!
What is the... Give me the line from the Big Mama's House type show on 30 Rock.
On 30 Rock. This honky grandma be tripping.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to do a 30 Rock podcast.
Show's really grown on me. But instead of 30 Rock podcast, let's get the music.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Check out this bit from our friend Jimmy from Seattle.
Go for it, Jimmy.
Ah, look outside. Don't you just love the fall? Oh, I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked. I was kind of tripping out a bit there. Yeah, I know, I was getting caught up in all the swirly synth that is Desmond. Interesting start, I thought, the opening moments of last week's episode, showing the camera panning around and Desmond surrounded by the sounds of early Heaven 17. Thank you, Mr. Ciacino. The reason I bring this up, of course, is that last week... we were actually talking about the possibility of Desmond having a new theme and whether it would arrive, and maybe this was in fact an example of what it was. That said, I don't have to particularly like it, and I have to tell you, it's all a little bit... Yanni surrounded by dry ice for my liking. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. I do want to say that other than that very slight disappointment, what a fantastic episode last week. I really do believe that Every Man for Himself was probably one of my favourite episodes of Lost of all three seasons so far. Musically, not only did we have a possible new theme that we've just mentioned, but we also had two variations on a very well-known theme, and interestingly, both these variations were used for completely different purposes, and going to come back to that after this next little bit here.
Whose x-rays are those?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, actually. But take a listen to this that scene between Jack and Juliet, and just listen to the strings in the background. It's just a small piece, But it does actually sound familiar to me, and maybe it's actually been in the show before, and I might be just missing it. Or maybe it's a new piece of incidental music that we might hear in the future. Just tell us what you think.
Whose x-rays are those? Outside? Those are spinal x-rays, and they belong to a man about 40 years old. And whoever he is a very large tumor on his L4 vertebrae. And I just happen to be a spinal surgeon. So, you tell me, Juliet, who am I here to save?
So, like I said, maybe Ben and Ralph have an idea. I'm not sure. Now, in the background, of course, once again, you can hear Kate's theme. It's been very prevalent throughout these last few episodes. You'll notice if you listen to it, as we mentioned, actually, probably about 4 episodes ago, it has an air of mystery to it, a feeling of trepidation, the unknown. But you'll notice what happens when you just get a cello in the background and up the tempo ever so fractionally and then add a bit of action as far as the moving scenery goes. And this is what you get.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Hang on a second, Freckles. I told you, the time ain't right.
You're the one that said we had to go.
Well, that was before the...
Before what? I don't know what they did to you, but I know you're scared enough to lie about it. And that scares me more than anything that they have done to us before.
Wait. Wait.
See, the most subtle difference there adds a real sort of sense of urgency. So that's... It's difficult to even say that's a variation on the theme because it's so slight, but it gives you an idea. But here's something else to consider as well about the same piece of music. Okay, so you're going to notice, you know, in the background there's this repeating pattern of half notes that recurs all the way through this theme. Now, they're going to use that very same element in the following scene now. It's unmistakable.
You work so hard to make her think you don't care, that you don't need her, but... A guy goes nuts if he ain't got nobody. It don't make no difference who the guy is, as long as he's with you. I tell you, a guy gets too lonely and he gets sick.
What are you talking about?
It's from Of Mice and Men. Don't you read?
So you see what they did there? They took an element of Kate's theme, played it in a scene where she was being talked about, even though she wasn't in the scene, therefore invoking the memory of Kate. Simple, really, isn't it? Well, so much for the tailies. That's the end of that for Mr. Echo. Oh well. Well, from Seattle, this is Jimmy signing off once again, with only one episode to go. Namaste.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Now I have Kate's theme stuck in my head for the rest of the week.
Yeah. It's a good theme.
It's a good theme.
It's repetitive without being boring. Can I say that?
It's Herman-esque.
It is very Herman-esque.
That's all it is. It's Herman-esque.
I was sending Jimmy an email where, like an idiot, I tried to describe what I thought about Kate's theme as it was presented on the cliffs there.
Uh-huh.
Did you see this? Like,
yes,
in our outbox?
I did.
God, I can't talk about music.
The thing is, I don't, like, I've been a fan of film score my whole life, and yeah. I don't know shit about any kind of music theory, writing.
I'm not a music theory guy, yeah. So I was like, here, I have this thing of what this song makes me think, but I don't have the words to say it.
The only thing I know is pizzicato and crescendo, and that's about it.
I think I had a pizzicato at Jack in the Box. It was pretty good. It was like Black Forest ham and, yeah, it was good.
Bacon.
And bacon, yeah.
House dressing.
And deep house dressing.
All right.
Yeah, I was trying to say that when, like, you take Kate's theme on a whole, and it feels really good on a whole, and it's like this big piece of music,
mm-hmm.
per, let's just say.
Okay.
And then it seems like they shaved it down and left just, like, they took out some of, and just used the negative space for the part that played on the cliffs.
That is the, fuck.
It is the fuck.
Keep talking.
So, when a man loves a woman, Ryan, and they're both adults, and they're married.
I don't, never mind, I can't, there's a term for
I'll
that.
I'll tell you later.
I don't want to, it's not underscore, it's the counterpoint.
Counterpoint.
Thank you, Ryan.
To me, it sounds like a counterpoint.
It's the counterpoint is playing as opposed to the full-blown theme. But I don't even think it's the counterpoint. It's
that's not the case, but... But that was what I... fuck it.
Jimmy, tell us where we're wrong.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm sorry that I don't live...
That's why we have Jimmy, because honestly, right. when I thought about doing the music segment, I'm like, oh, I could talk about the score.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know shit.
All I'd
really
be saying
have
is,
to...
the score this week was... good.
I and when Jimmy approached me, he was like, oh, can I do a segment? I was like, yeah, sure. How about the music segment? He was afraid to take it away from me, and I told him, I'm all, you know what, honestly, dude, I don't know crap about the art of music. I don't know anything about it.
Or the politics
of dancing. I'm really glad that he's doing it. Apparently, from what I heard through the grapevine, that he actually taught music.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So.
Well, and also, I think... what he does that I don't know if we would even have the ability to do here is bring the music in and engineer it into when he's talking. Like, that's just seamless the way he does, like, to play this song and then talk and then play the other song up against it.
I would be able to.
From yeah. From the TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, never mind then.
Yeah. But he does a great job.
I think I just offended Ryan.
Yeah.
I just meant that it sounds really cool.
Yeah. It does. It sounds
but
fantastic.
But we can do it, apparently.
All right.
I'm not making any friends over here.
Man, you not.
I'm not. Sure. You not. Well, is that on that note?
Let's get out of here.
You want to wrap it up for our show?
So, that's it. That's all we got for today.
That's it for the
want to discuss some of last week's calls? There's one I definitely want to discuss.
Yeah.
And I bet you can guess which one.
I don't know if everyone can, but I think
Dre's call. Dre called us and mentioned that the others do not blink, and he was wondering if there's some kind of androids, which made me laugh. Because if you look at that movie AI, where the little kid's an android,
yeah.
The screen direction for him was not to blink at all. One of the reasons why I want to bring up the no blinking is because producer Ryan. Is notorious for not blinking.
He's been often accused of never blinking. It's kind of one of his traits. So now I'm wondering if he's an other.
I'm wondering if he's an android.
I've never noticed it myself.
With his skills with editing and whatnot, and being able to produce music and pulling audio off of television
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, he has been programmed to be a producer.
He has to be a producer.
So, yeah, there was another great call, though.
There's a call from Jorge, which I want to thank Jorge for taking the time to call our Piece of Shit podcast.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
Yeah, I've never called a piece of shit before. I should ask him how it was.
To be honest with you, I never called a piece of shit, and I wanted to see what it felt like.
Yeah.
Pretty like, crappy. All right.
Might give you a call later on tonight, Ben.
So you can call a piece. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get it.
You're a piece of shit.
I get it.
Fucking cock smoker.
Ugh. The abuse I take here.
You take it in the butt. How you like it. Wow.
Taking it in the butt, baby.
Taking it to the butt.
So,
the Doobie Brothers.
We got phone numbers and stuff, right?
You want to go on the phone numbers? You're right.
I'm not even sure. Like, I don't.
Okay, here we go. MySpace.com/Darmilars.
There you go.
Frapper.com. Frappy.com. I've had the same
notes
frappe,
for a, if you want to order a frappe.
If you want to get a hold of us, darmilars@gmail.com. Use your hands to do that.
Yeah, use your hands to get a hold of me.
Use your hands also and your mouth to call the Dharma line. 206-338-4261. That's again.
206-338-4261.
Hey, you got it right this week.
That's right. Apparently, my phone number remembering muscles have atrophied, what with having cell phones and phone books and all.
Yeah, you pretty much suck at it.
I don't think I know your phone number, for example.
I know my phone number. It's 714-797. Oh, wait, no.
No.
Not on this one. It's 206-238-4261, and you should probably remember that. That's a good one to remember.
Probably remember it if you want to call a piece of shit.
Or, yeah, if you want to call a piece of shit, or if you don't want people making fun of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Calling you out on it on other
I know. I got busted for that.
Yeah. Wait, Jay and Jack called your shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Let's not talk about that, though.
Why?
All right. What?
Are you all right, dude? You look down.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. It's fine.
All right.
If you just, you know, I don't need to hear people making fun of me all the time. That's all.
What? Scott and Steve?
No.
You know we're just fucking with those guys.
No. That's not real.
Not Jay and Jack.
Look, I said I didn't want to talk about it. All right.
All right. Fine.
Talking about me.
It's all right, dude. They apologized. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It's bad enough hearing it from them, but you got to bring it up too. That's
all right. What do you say we get out of here?
Yeah. You know what? I am gonna get out of here. You can fucking finish this shit.
All right, dude. I'm off. Awesome. Wow.
Did he go?
I think he left.
Did he really?
That's pretty funny.
I guess.
I haven't seen a meltdown like that in like 2 weeks on a podcast.
Yeah, he's known for getting sand in his vagina pretty easily, but...
I'm a big baby. Oh, well.
Well, we have it on tape now, so...
All right, so what do you say?
Like, usually we just have to endure it and watch him get all pissed off.
I'm going to play it, too. That's the thing. Is we're gonna
he's going to listen
I'm gonna
to
leave it
and
in.
Realize that he's going to... He's like that all the time.
A fucking baby. So what do you want to do, Lasta La Vista? Say it all lame?
No, because I'm not lame like he is. I would come up with something better than that.
Do you have a well? I don't
have a line. I have a mouse click. That's how I sign off.
Okay.
I stop the recording.
I don't have a one-liner.
Oh god.
You know what? I'm going to do a Total Recall
we
one.
We fall to pieces without him.
I'm going to do a Total Recall one just to piss him off.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. This is producer Ryan in for bitchy Ben.
And this is Ralph.
Hasta la vista.
This is Ralph. Recall. Shit. All right. Let's get to you all, everybody.
Okay. Y'all, everybody, here it is.
If you haven't tuned out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Official Ben. I'm just calling because I'm listening to your podcast right now, and I had to pause when you mentioned the little bandaid next to the big bandage, and I think that was for the big, huge needle they stuck in his chest before they did that fake surgery, which, by the way... kind of threw me off and made me a little suspicious because the guy who was talking to the one supposed to stab him with it said to do it just like they did in the movies or something, which like made me kind of suspicious about if they were actually doing anything to him or what, you know. So anyways, we'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, it's all bloody real. The dumb line is real. Hey guys, this is Ryan in Minneapolis. I guess I'm kind of drunk. Just a little. Just call and say what's happening. Pretty cool. You guys are sweet. You're way better than the other dudes, whatever they are. I don't know what they are. But, yeah, you guys are sweet. I'm drunk. Minneapolis Ryan, you got it. Alright, later, dude. Gotta get to the hat.
Good evening, dudes. It's Tim the Jellyman. I'm 28 years old, so legally allowed to speak. I have no lost content to add this week other than brilliant, but given really. So I'm going to do my impression of the Predator laugh, which could end up sounding a bit like Frank Bruno. Dave, you know who Frank Bruno is? Yeah. And yeah, I think that'll do because that's embarrassing enough. Ta-da.
Hey, what's up? It's the biggest crinkle calling from lovely Orange County, California. And I'm calling because I heard Ralph was crying that I haven't called. So just a couple things after listening to your podcast and also watching the show, some of the things that I want to bring up. One, the golf club that Desmond used, I haven't seen a golf club get struck by lightning like that since Caddyshack and the priest that was having the game of his life. You were, anyways, next thing. You guys were talking about how Sawyer's just been pummeled on the island and forgot to mention that even Hurley has kicked his ass at this point. So, yeah, he may be present himself as a badass, but he's a freaking punching bag. You guys didn't say anything about the bank in Albuquerque and how didn't Kate rob a bank in Albuquerque when she got that fucking model plane? Anyways, next thing. Hopefully, Ralph is right about Echo not dying. That actor, A. Alphabet, whatever his name is, he got robbed on Oz when his death was pretty much off screen when Saeed took him out. Let's see, how will Locke lead the rescue party? Desmond is frickin' Destiny from the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants at this point and can tell the future, so Desmond will probably tell Locke how to do it. I think it's time for a death on the show, and I think it probably should be Jack. It's time for that guy to go. Ralph, get a fucking TiVo and stop watching things on ABC.com. And funny that Hurley made mention about Deja Vu when a show all about Deja Vu or reliving the same dream over again is about to take over Lost Time Slot. And how in the world can you not even mention in the scenes for next week that fucking Enoch from The Land of the Lost shows up and stares at the camera? That was clearly Enoch, I'm sure. Marshall, Will, and Holly are close behind. And two more things. Sawyerism that I love this time was when he called that guy in prison Costanza. That was classic. And then finally, with there being two islands, little joke for you. What did one volcano say to the other one? Do you lava me like I lava you? Okay, that's it. Catch you later, Ralph. Got gap?
Hey, Ben and Ralph. This is Corey calling from Greenville, South Carolina, where it is sometimes green, but not always. I'm calling about Mr. Echo. I think he's going to die. Personally, his story arc is pretty well taken care of. I mean, he went from being a drug lord to a priest. That's pretty ended there. Thanks, and love the podcast. Talk to you later.
So are Yemi and Jack's dad hanging around in another part of the island cooking up hamburgers?
Hey, Ben and Ralph, this is Corey calling from Greenville, where it is sometimes green. Well, Echo did die. He was frickin' murdered by the dang smoke cloud. Crazy. Well, see ya.
Hey there. It's the biggest crinkle, once again, from Orange, California. Two quick things about last night's show. Wouldn't it have been really cool if Echo, when he was being thrown around by the black smoke monster, if he had said, "I have been chosen," like the aliens on Toy Story? Thought that would have been hot. And then, also, wouldn't it have been better if Juliet said to Jack, "Hey, watch this in excess video." I don't know. I think it would have been better. So that's it. I'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. once again. We just lost the trooper, Mr. Echo. Oh, boy. But, I mean, I'm thinking about the way he died. I mean, if you really think about it, did he really need to go out like that? I mean, I thought the worst death scene in a couple of years was, you know, Jamie Foxx's stealth when he showed his face getting rammed into the side of a mountain. Okay, I thought that was bad. But, okay, this monster was so pissed. The smoke monster was so pissed at Echo for talking to him like he was his brother that he goes and takes liberties to ram his face every camp thing around. He was like, let me introduce you to this tree. I mean, he got slammed into like five or six different things around there, and then he got slammed to the ground. Okay? And then he has just enough breath in his body to tell, to be like a punk ass or whatever, and tell Locke not how to defeat the damn thing, but shit, if they got to me, then y'all asses was next. I mean, look what they did to me. I mean, damn. Think about this. They was slamming him so damn hard this shit, man. That Locke hurt him in the bunker. What is that? What the hell is that? But still, I love the episode. Funny, though. I mean, damn. Hopefully somebody else would get it worse than that, because that was kind of crazy. I mean, oh, God. Love the podcast, you guys. Thanks, man.